You understand me? As long as we got that understanding, nigga, we cool. Cause I'll kill your baby mama. Cause I ain't the reason why he ain't with you, bitch. So I don't wanna hear that shit. You could argue with him all day long, bitch, but don't call my house and don't come to my house. You understand me? Cause I'll kill your baby mama. And once you done got that understanding with him and he got it broke down and he understand and he know, nigga, fuck placating that bitch. Do you need to pay child support? No, fuck that bitch. You know, you understand me? And bitches hate me because I got common sense. I ain't no ghetto-ass bitch. Fuck you. You might think I'm L7, bitch, but I'll cut corners around this motherfucker on your punk ass. Got me twisted. Nigga, fuck you. Let's go to part two.
This is for the G's and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, not back to the
G's.
This is for the G's and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, not back to the G's.
Freeze. Had ease. Now let me drop some more of them keys. It's 199 Trey, so let me just play. It's Snoop Dogg, I'm on the mic, I'm back with Dr. Dre. But this time, I'ma hit your ass with a touch to leave motherfuckers in the days fucked up. So sit back, relax, new jacks get smacked. It's Snoop Doggy Dogg, I'm at the top of the stack. I don't lack for a second, and I'm still checking. The dopest motherfucker that you're hearing on the record is me. You see, S-N-O-O-P-D-O-G-G-Y, the D-O-G-G. I'm fly as a falcon, soaring through the sky. And I'm high till I desire, is I? So check it, I get busy, I make your head dizzy. I blow up your mouth like I was Dizzy Gillespie. I'm crazy, you can't face me. I'm the S, oh yes, I'm fresh, I don't fuck with the stress. I'm all about the chronic, bionic, you see. Every single day chillin' with the D-O double G's. P-O-U and D, that's my clique, my crew. You fuck with us, we got to fuck you up. I thought you knew, but yet you still. You wanna get real, now it's time to peel. You say chill and feel the motherfucking realism. Snoop Doggy Dogg is on the mic, I'm hitting hard as steel. Oh. This is for the G's and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, now back to the G's. This is for the G's and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, now back to the G's. Come creeping through the fog with my sagging dude. Eastside Long Beach in a 7-8 Coupe EV. I'm rolling with the G-Funk, bumping in my shit, and it don't quit. So drop it on the one, motherfucker, put together that shit. A nigga with a grip of that gangsta shit. With the Eastside hoes on my motherfucking dick, and the Compton niggas all about the set trip. Swing it back, bring it back, just like this. And if you with my shit, then blaze up another split. And keep the motherfucking blunt in your pocket low. Cause Doggy Dogg is all about the zigzag smoke. See, it's a West Coast thing where I'm from. And if you want some, get some. Bad enough, take some. But watch the gun by my side, because it represents me and the motherfucking Eastside. So bow down to the bow wow, cause bow wow, yippee-yo. You can't see my flow. My shit is dope, original. Now you know, and can't no hood fuck with death. What's up?
This is for the G's, and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, now back to the G's. This is for the G's, and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, now back to the G's.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homo is good punching.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Oh, snap! Thank you for tuning in tonight, everybody. This is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on HearUsTalk.com. I don't give a fuck how you spell it. Just spell it in English. But I can't get into any more explanations of URLs or any of this nonsense, because I have a band to introduce to you that you may already know. They're from Germany. Let's not hold it against them, that's right. Rammstein! Wollt ihren Haupt und Taren untergehen. So pretty! It's a beautiful song, sing it to your loved ones. Sing It to Your Best Gal. Oh my goodness. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Fading that out professionally just so I can get my buddy, my radio co-host, internet radio co-host, Germ Freak on the line. Germ, how the fuck are you tonight?
Hey, what's going on? I'm doing good.
I don't mean to start dirty with the F's and the S's and all that, but I just want to welcome you. I had a great weekend. It's a Memorial Day weekend. It's over now. I mean, it's no longer that, but it was. And it was a pretty good time. Did you have yourself a nice time?
Yeah, it was actually quite relaxing.
Nice couple of days off of work?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, and, as somebody who... Okay. You go. No, please explain yourself.
No, just talk all over me. I don't give a fuck.
I know. We don't really work well together. We really don't play well with others. We don't share. Yes. It's okay.
We lack self-control.
We do. There is nothing to be controlled here. Germ, nice couple of days off of work. I mean, as somebody who's self-employed, you have your own business, you work from home. Do you take those days off?
Yeah, I actually did. I took 3 days off. I took today off as well. But,
lazy son of a bitch.
I apologize. But the problem is, when you have days off, it's harder to get back into the groove of things.
Certainly is.
And, today's work week is going to be all screwed up anyway, because today seems like, obviously, Monday, so
now,
we'll see what happens.
What did you do over the weekend? I mean, did you have any people over?
Yeah, I just had a little barbecue action.
Now, I hear barbecue. I'm picturing food outside, maybe a picnic table.
That's correct.
Somebody working the grill, maybe?
Yes, that was me.
Do you have any issues with people with backyard barbecues?
I don't have issues. I just don't like when the flies come hovering, because flies carry diseases, and I don't like when they fly on your food and things of that nature. Because as you notice, flies on their legs, their feet, their feet are very, it's like adhesive tape. Their feet, in order for them to walk on ceilings and walls and everything, they have like a tacky feet that's sticky.
So this is what you wanted to say, that their feet are very sticky. That's what bothers you, not the fact that the place that you see the most flies is a big pile of shit.
Well, case in point, they land on shit, and then it comes on my food. For example,
another similar case, they land on you, then they land on somebody else's food. Same thing.
Exactly.
They land on piles of shit all day.
On the street, down the street from us, we had there was a dead opossum. So, what if those flies that landed on the food were on the dead opossum? So now the dead opossum guts and particles are now on the bottom of the feet of the fly, so then the fly carries it to my food, and then if I ingest it, I get dysentery.
This opossum, as you would say, was this one that was staring at Craze that he decided to kill?
I don't think it was the same one, but...
last week on episode 165, we found out that Craze just couldn't handle an opossum staring at him, so he ran it over with his car, and so it would stop. Beautiful man he is for a beautiful weekend, Memorial Day. I had a couple barbecues. Went down to Philadelphia after the first one and saw Cirque du Soleil. Cirque du Soleil? I don't even know how to say it. It's just people that don't speak my native tongue tumbling and jumping and doing all this shit. And honestly, I thought it would be pretty gay. I've seen them before. Some of them were borderline gay, but this one was pretty cool. This one was actually pretty cool because the thing that kept me interested is when they were on the tightrope, the guy was doing a backflip, completely missed the rope, but hung on with his hands. And I knew it was a fuck-up because he had to redo the trick and he landed it. And that's pretty much what keeps me in a lot of these things that I have to watch. I'm watching them and I hope that somebody is about to at least have a brush with their demise.
Absolutely. That's what you go there for. You kind of wish for it. You like when the tightrope walker is losing his balance and it brings a human touch to the... It doesn't look like they're machinery. It looks like they're human.
Yeah.
You know, they
can make mistakes. They right. fuck up while juggling or something. I mean, I don't really right. care so much about them dropping a few tennis balls when they're juggling, but... When they're on a tightrope about 40 feet up and they haven't had the net out yet, and somebody has to save their life by being so athletic to grab onto this wire and pull themselves back up, it's a little bit interesting to me. It'll keep my interest, just like the reason why I'll watch skateboard videos. I don't want to have them spoiled for me because I always hope that while I'm watching it, like a limb is gonna snap or something. I need to know that there's something that could go wrong. and that I may be able to witness this. Do you ever find this in something that you've been put through or something that you had to watch?
Well, yeah, I mean, if I ever go to, like, you know, on the rare occasion, if I ever go to a play or Broadway or something, I kind of wait for them to mess up their lines. I'm hoping for it so they can break their character. And I enjoy seeing that. Same thing with, I guess a lot of people go to car racing hoping that those people will crash as well.
I do, and I guess people get... With that, people are so attached to it that people who say that aren't as loved by the people who are true fans of NASCAR and auto racing and stuff. I figured that when Dale Earnhardt died, that would probably be the ultimate for anybody who watches it for the crash. However, someone explained to me that that's like Michael Jordan having a heart attack while throwing a foul shot or slamming a ball. And I said, equally, I'd love to watch it, but I'd like to see him come out of it. I don't want to see the people die so much as I'd like to see them have this brush with death and come through. Because, I mean, you know, I don't want to know that the guy's fucking dead. Because, I mean, yeah, it sucks, but I'd like to see the crash. I'd like to see the limb broken and all that. And I think summer's the best season for it. This is when everybody gets ballsy, they're tired of the heat, starting to wear their summer clothing. Maybe they go out and shoot a few hoops by themselves, like I'm planning on doing again, so that Spickle can make fun of me again. After work, you know, stressful day at work, and I've got an itchy nose, I'm going to sneeze. Germ, so get ready for this. Does this bother you if you watch people sneeze?
No, it doesn't. Well, if I'm too close, it would, but...
What about the fact that viruses are starting to be transmitted through the internet? Via copper wire.
I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, maybe that's true. In your earlier days of your mania, your disorder, would you have believed that if someone explained it to you well enough? Could you have been convinced?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What was the most outlandish thing that you thought was put in place or was an avenue for being contaminated? What was the worst one?
Wow, you really put me on the spot here.
I mean, the hardest one to believe. I don't know, like the mail, maybe?
Yeah, I felt like I always had a, like if I went to a store where I saw an employee who I thought was contaminated, and that store had the same, and then I went to another store, I would have to ensure that they didn't have the same mailman, because then the mailman would be the carrier of diseases.
So the mailman...
So then he would bring it to the other store.
The mailman was your plague rat.
For example... Say you have a neighbor who you know, has some type of dread disease of some sort, and you have the same mailman. Now you're thinking that mailman's carrying, you know, touching the person's mailbox, and now he's going to touch your mailbox, and he's going to bring the germs over to your mailbox. When you get the mail, you open, and then you go.
So you're talking to me like this is something that you're going to, like, open my eyes to, like some vast contamination of via the mail.
So you're telling me that? Are you telling me that never crossed your mind?
Never. I've never thought bullshit. Like you're saying this, you're saying bullshit to me. Like it had to have happened. Like you mean you've never pissed in a shower, dude? Bullshit. Everybody does. No, nobody. Not everybody is so crazy to believe that the mail is some insane network of disease spreading. The CDC hasn't fucking investigated the United States Postal Service except when, you know, they put like anthrax or something in the mail. When there's you know, obvious cases of it, not just because the guy went to the same fucking butcher shop and touched a letter that may have touched some rotten meat or something like that. That's fucking insane. And did you ever eat? I mean, I would imagine that like food to you would be like fucking poison.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, if there was somebody who I thought was contaminated, I wouldn't eat the food. If somebody was cooking it, I thought it. So, you know. It's a good way to diet, I guess, thinking food's contaminated.
Not actually eating is probably the worst way to lose weight. Starving yourself is the worst way to do it. And all these fucking people keep saying, oh, I just won't eat for 2 days, and I'll lose my 5 pounds. Oh, look at this.
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with a very, very... sullen looking germ freak. Who's this? Nobody? We have silence on the other end. Guess they can't hear us, germ. Or maybe they're so shocked at your inability to eat food or your suggestion that starving yourself is a valid form of dieting
And that's that. And that is that.
So, right. So Jerm, you had a barbecue. You had people grilling and all that shit.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you did the grilling?
I did the grilling, but I pretty much, I didn't place the meat on the grill. I had the missus do that because I didn't want to get the meat stuff on my hands or anything.
Yeah.
And then she also told me, and I cooked it to the point where if I didn't know whether it was done or not, and then she would tell me if it was done or not. So I just stood there like a monkey just flipping stuff over.
So you didn't actually cook it. You were just some kind of a fucking piece of machinery to flip meat.
I was guarding it. I was pretty much just guarding
it. Would you trust anybody else doing it for you? I mean, why wouldn't you just go mingle with the people you had over instead of flipping meat? Why don't you just let your wife do that? Because she's already standing
there. She asked me to help out and do it, so I did it. You see, I helped.
That was the way that she helped out?
I helped my wife do things.
Interesting. Very interesting. Oh, look at this. I don't know what's going on.
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this? Ah, oh, Spandy, you son of a bitch. Yeah, it's Spandy, man. He's being silent. Spandy, man, I don't know. Maybe the spandex jumpsuit that he has on isn't working out for him. I don't know. I'm trying him again. Why not? You're on the DJ New Style Show. Spandy, are you fucking there yet or no? No, he's not. Fuck him. But you don't trust anybody else on it? I mean, like, your wife wanted you to help out and do the grilling. That's one thing.
Well, you're just afraid nobody's going to cook your meat right. I like my meat cooked well done. And then you get the burger, and it's rare, and you get E. coli.
I think it's more, you know, not like people cooking a burger improperly. I think it's that you're afraid people touch things and then touch your meat. They touch things, Frank, and then they reach down and they touch your meat.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. You don't want people to cook for you.
People I know, it's okay. You know, whatever. I mean, you know, I don't mind people cooking for me as long as I trust them. That's all.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
But as I said, it's grilling season because, you know, summer to me is the best season. It's my favorite time of year. Wouldn't you agree?
I don't think I have a favorite. I enjoy each individual season.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Nobody enjoys every season.
Of course I do. That's a pleasure living in the East Coast. You have different seasons.
Nobody enjoys each fucking season. Please tell me.
You're going to tell me what I enjoy and what I don't enjoy?
Yeah. I'm telling you right now. You like driving in the snow? You like raking leaves?
I don't like driving in the snow. No, I don't like that. But it doesn't mean I don't like winter.
Well, I mean, I like parts of it. What I'm saying is, I like every part of summer. I like the entirety of summer.
There's like the hot humidity?
Love it.
The drippy back.
Wait, explain the drippy back to me, please.
Well, there's nothing worse when you're driving a car and your back is just saturated. You know, it's disgusting.
Is it similar to the other drippy parts? That we've discussed in prior episodes.
I have no comment about those drippy parts.
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind. You know, being sweaty because of the weather. I don't mind that. I like summer because maybe I'm conditioned to because as a kid we had the entire summer off.
Summer's gonna go so quick. Before you know it, it's gonna be Labor Day already.
The way it goes is that summer is it gets shorter and shorter until you die. When you're 90, summer is about 10 minutes.
Right.
That's what it is. In your case, it's about 15. Summer is about 15 minutes, and then it's over, and it's back to... That's why you like every season. They're so short. Time is moving so quick for you because you're in such an advanced age. Whereas I say that summer is good because of things like, as I said before, playing basketball or whatever, to relieve stress from work. Dealing with people like you. Summer vacations, another good thing. And now that I mention it, summer vacation that we had planned with my girlfriend is in jeopardy. Because she has been selected for grand jury. I don't know if I can even talk about this or not, but she has 16 weeks of jury duty, and that falls right on a trip that we had planned. So, may not be able to go. What do you mean, oh well?
Well, what do you want me to say to that?
Do you think there's any way you can't call out sick on jury duty, can you?
I'm sure if you had some type of situation, you know, if you already have a planned vacation, you know.
You're very intrigued by other people's business. I think you'd be the type of person that loves jury duty.
Oh, I loved jury duty when I only did it one time and I enjoyed it.
You really did?
Yes.
Did they pay you anything?
I don't think so.
Really? So what type of case was it that you were on?
It was just like an automobile accident where the woman was suing for...
Wow, sounds exciting.
Yeah, real
You're a
exciting.
Boring man. You're a boring man. Like, wouldn't you want to... Would you ever want to be in a high-profile case as a juror?
Sure, why not? Not too high-profile, though. I don't want to be...
Very high-profile.
I don't want
to... You're going to be assigned to the O.J. Simpson case. You're going to go back in time, and you're on that jury. Let's say 1997 or whatever, you're put on the
You know what? Why'd you take a picture with him? That really bothers me.
You're referring to my trip to Vegas around the time of the Super Bowl, maybe
a couple years ago? You were star-fucking O.J. Simpson.
I was not star-fucking.
You were star-fucking O.J. Simpson.
No, do you understand what star-fucking means?
Yes, and you did it.
No. Star-fucking is where you see somebody who's famous, and you fuck them because of it. I did not fuck O.J. Simpson. I got a picture with him.
Excuse me, but you don't take it so literally, because it's not always used that literally, okay?
It's inappropriate to fucking say that I star-fucked him. I didn't star-fuck him. I saw the murderer. I'm familiar with his incident with his disobedient wife, and I decided, why not get a picture with him? The guy's a Hall of Famer, fabulous actor. Why not stand next to him and do the throaty cut motion with my finger?
But you didn't do that.
I didn't, because he gripped my shoulder with his big clamped paw, and he let me know that any funny business would not be tolerated in a steakhouse where his weapon of choice is at every fucking place setting. So I had to bitch out, and I just did the hang loose sign instead. And I think it was a pretty good photo to get it for those of you that collect celebrity photos or whatever. I don't really find myself a collector of it, but if I ever become one, I already have the crown jewel of the collection, the O.J. Simpson picture.
Is that your only celebrity photo?
I mean, I have pictures with, like, Jim Norton.
Nah, I'm talking about, you know, like...
Oh, he's not a big enough celebrity for you, Jerry?
Well, I'm talking about, you know...
You're just jealous because another bald guy made it and you didn't.
I apologize.
Another guy with no hair on his white man head is more successful than you. Jesus. Is there anybody that you would get a photo with?
I think more like a historical figure. I'd rather like take a picture with a historical figure. Is there a particular person, a historical figure that you would have liked to take a picture with or meet or place or whatnot?
I mean, I don't look at it as wanting to take a picture with them, because
okay.
I don't have a collection, but I mean there are people that I'd like to meet. I mean, I think it would be cool to meet any president of the United States, just to even find out what it could be like.
Would you like to meet a serial killer, just for the?
Does two murders count as serial? Because if so, well, I already did.
I see what you're saying.
I mean, or is that just coincidentally murderous?
Yeah.
Not necessarily serially.
Well, listen, you know.
What about you? Well, who's the person you would want to meet and get a picture with? Or at least just meet. Let's just say that.
De Niro.
Yeah, of course. Any famous Italian person you'd want to meet. And so you could talk about the old country.
I'm not hateful.
It's just that every one of your preferences goes back to one of the people involved being Italian. Everything with you has to be Italian, so you can have that connection.
What about a physical location? Is there any type of physical location that would that you'd be in awe of, like visiting? I was in awe of Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C.
Well, I was actually just in Washington. I think I mentioned that a couple weeks back, and Ford's Theater was closed, but I had been there in a previous trip. It's all right, but I know what you mean. You walk in a place, and you think about what's happened here, some major event or something like that, and I think I got the strongest feeling like that at Ellis Island. Just knowing all those fucking wops went through. they had their names changed, bastardized into some English form of something.
I don't know, like Rizzo became race car or some shit. I don't know. They took names that were Italian and just said, I can't fucking pronounce that. Here you go, Franco. You know, your name is Franks. But, you know, Ellis Island, I could kind of feel the vibe going on there.
Right.
And when you were in Ford's Theater, what was the feeling that you got?
Well, I know it wasn't the same decor. It was, you know, probably renovated and it wasn't the original stuff. But I also got a kick out of going into the Peterson House across the street where Lincoln died, you know, in the actual room. I could actually be possibly breathing the same molecule that Abraham Lincoln breathed.
You probably could.
Isn't that wild when you think
about it? It's insane. It is insane. The thing is, it doesn't have to be historical. We have Great American Zero, better known as Gaz, who is a recent listener of the show. He just started picking it up, and he's digging it so far. He says he was in awe of when he went to a taping of Conan O'Brien, because the studio is so small, and they make it seem so large.
Right. Absolutely.
For me, it's almost like going to a place that's not necessarily historical, but something infamous happened. Like you had said, we met at a diner, we got food there. You said there was a mob hit at this diner.
Right.
And so I'm thinking, how did this play out? Did the guy walk through the kitchen or maybe in this booth where he sat and waited or something like that?
Like I know this gentleman by the name of Ed McGrath III. He went to Dallas. He didn't go to Dealey Plaza. He didn't go to the School Book Depository because he said it didn't interest him. And I find it very fascinating. I would definitely go there.
I would go there. I would go. I'd stand on the X like everybody else. I'd go in the in the book depository.
Right.
And look out the window and, you know, do the thing that everybody else does.
Right.
I would do that. And, you know, people do it in Philadelphia because of the Rocky movie. They stand by the fucking statue. They run up the fucking steps.
Right, right.
Everybody does it at least once. I mean, it's just something that you've seen or heard about in some other context that's almost become legendary. And now you're a part of it.
I went to the, I drove and went while I was in the area. The Soprano House in North Caldwell. I went there to look at the actual house that.
That's a little creepy to me.
I was on the street anyway, asshole.
Because they don't actually. Did they actually film in the house, or was that just
the
exterior?
I have no idea.
I went to Rutgers, the orientation, they said, and that house is where fucking Charles in Charge was filmed or whatever.
Yeah, I
just
never watched
the exterior shot. Oh, you didn't watch Charles in Charge?
I mean, it's kind of, you know, I don't know who.
He's
really
in charge of
it.
Our days and our nights.
I don't even know what that show's about.
Buddy Lembeck was comic genius for retards. Oh, what an awful show. Just a truly, truly awful show. It really, really is.
But yet you watched it.
But yeah, and to get back to the idea of being curious about things that have taken place before you got there, have you ever thought about that when you were in when you were using a public area? Like for me, I mean, I know you don't use the public bathrooms. Whenever I go into a public stall, I always wonder, like, okay, what disaster happened here? What just complete mess occurred in this thing that someone didn't want anybody to know about, or they did? Who was, exactly, P-Roll saying, who was raped in this bathroom stall? Who bled out of their asshole? Like, I'm curious about these things. I wouldn't actually want to be presented with the knowledge. Like, as I'm wondering this, someone comes in with a fucking dossier of every shit and every blood spurt that came out of a fucking ass at this Target bathroom. But I'm curious about these things. Everywhere I go, I'm curious about what goes on. Do you find that you're like that as well? I mean, is that probably the basis for your OCD? Just thinking about what might have gone on?
Exactly. What I say to myself, what I don't know doesn't hurt me. But then my imagination still runs wild. But I don't know if I've ever thought if, well, I guess I have, you know, if I stay somewhere, which I hate to do, you know, and then I have to use the facilities, you know, I think that the person before me have diarrhea and just shit all over the toilet bowl seat. It just freaks me out a little bit. Did somebody just ejaculate onto the toilet bowl seat?
I think you're more concerned with ejaculation than shit, though.
I don't care for them both.
Did you? You almost no. I like it. You almost said you. No, I like it actually. It's fine. It's shit that I'm really concerned with. But I think are more focused on that there. Someone may have jizzed on this thing that I'm about to touch or whatever. That's what.
Right. Exactly.
More so than piss or shit or blood. Rank the fluids for me. Rank the fluids.
The worst fluid is probably blood.
Okay.
The second. Let me do it from the least worrying.
Yeah.
I'm least worried by sweat. Then saliva.
Sweat, tears. Come on. We'll go to the main ones here.
Just let me finish this.
Okay.
Sweat is number 5. Then saliva. All
right.
Then urine, feces, and cum.
So blood, sweat, saliva, urine, feces, and cum?
Yeah, but not particularly.
Sperm
in that
is last?
No. Well, no, blood's number one.
No, you said number 2 was sweat.
All right, the least thing I'm worried about
Jesus Christ.
Stupid ass. The least thing would be sweat. Then would be saliva. Okay, then would be number 3 would be excretory functions, urine and feces, and then ejaculatory sperm, and then hemoglobin.
So you'd rather be jizzed on than shit on?
No.
According to your ranking system, you would.
What would bother you the least?
Would bother me the least, obviously, would be tears. In fact, tears would top my enjoyment list.
Would you rather be shit on or ejaculated on?
Holy shit. I'd rather be shit on.
Okay.
I would rather be shit on than jizzed on. So shit bothers me less than jizz. I wouldn't want to have jizz on me ever, ever, ever. Now, if we're talking about everything is my own, then obviously shit would be worse than jizz. But if it's, you know, if
what
all
mean,
things are,
your own?
If it's, like if it's my own shit versus my own jizz, shit would be far worse than my own jizz.
Okay. So sometimes, so you it wouldn't freak you out if you accidentally poked your anus while you were wiping your ass?
What are you talking about? I'm saying if I had my own shit in one hand and my own, and my jizz in
another.
Oh,
I thought you meant if you wiped your ass and you got it on your hand, I mean. If that's what I thought you meant. I apologize.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that. I wouldn't like that at all. And I wouldn't think that a sock would be the best way to clean it up as jizz has been in the past. No offense, everybody. We all have done it. Have you ever cleaned up your jizz with a sock? And I know your wife is listening. She does do your laundry, and she can confirm if you've ever put a paper mache sock in.
I'm very careful with my jizz.
Why? Why are you so careful with it?
Because if I'm not careful with it, and you know, I don't want it to get anybody pregnant.
You're not, like, how? How are you going to get somebody pregnant by what do you do? Do you put on the Marty McFly fucking radiation suit before you deposit your jizz in the engine of a DeLorean?
Say I'm having coitus with my missus.
Yes.
And accidentally maybe some sperm gets, say, on the sheet.
Yeah.
Okay? And then I put a pair of pants and lay the pair of pants on the sheet where the sperm was. So the sperm gets on the pants. Then if I go out into the public and I accidentally wipe my hands on my pants and then I open a public doorknob, the sperm will get on the doorknob.
How?
Then if a woman opens it up and then she goes to the bathroom, wipes her chachi.
No, listen. I'm backing you up here because how in a hurry are you that you're going to jizz on the sheets and throw the new pants out? I'm going to just lay out my outfit. Fuck the wet spot. I have to get ready for a work day. How is this fucking possible?
Well, sometimes we have what's called an afternoon delight.
Well, the first concern after you're done is the wet spot. What do you do with the wet spot?
Well, I clean that very good. But I'm saying
I picture you putting sawdust on it. You just put some sawdust on it and get down to work. Pull out your slacks. I gotta go. I got a place I have to go. Here, I'm out of sawdust. Here's some shredded newspaper. Do what you want with that. I don't know.
I always make sure that I'm always... I have to take it... Listen, I don't know how to explain this. Say, for example, I have ejaculated, and then I put my pants on and everything, and then say some of it's still stuck. I can't fucking...
No, this is natural. This is a part of life.
I just am very concerned with my sperm because I don't want to get somebody pregnant who doesn't want to be pregnant.
Okay, so let's say that someone who doesn't want to be pregnant is...
Can you imagine having a kid out there you don't know of?
No, I couldn't. I couldn't care about it because I don't know about it. I wouldn't be bothered in the least. I have no idea it exists. But the thing is, no one that doesn't want to get pregnant is going to fucking traipse around your fucking wet sheets and splay their lips open and do a few squats on your fucking wet spot.
No one's doing that. All right, let me give you a better scenario. Say,
oh, and somebody... I'm sorry, and also, Vanessa from Best in Show, that's bestinshowradio.com, is asking you, how long do you think sperm lives?
I'm not aware of that.
It's not alive very long after it's.
I don't know how long it is, but think of this, okay?
Keith,
say somebody goes
Keith
to
says
like
forever.
A,
it's alive the... forever.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Somebody goes to an adult movie theater, and somebody takes care of himself at the adult movie theater, and then he gets jizz on his hand, okay? Then he goes outside, he goes, gets a Starbucks or something.
And then he high-fives a cheerleader, she has a vaginal itch, and next thing you know, 9 months later, they have a new baby girl.
Exactly.
You're
exactly.
such an idiot. I'm not an idiot! You're insane. You're saying that someone will get it on their hand, transmit it to another person, they'll transmit it to themselves and impregnate themselves. It just doesn't live that long.
You don't know.
You're probably shooting blanks as it is, buddy.
Listen, there's always a first. Remember that. There's always a first.
You know what? When that happens, I think it'll qualify under Wives' Tale. Even if it's true. No one will fucking believe it. So it'll never be perceived as a true story. I mean, is that really your concern that you have to remove your jizz carefully?
Yes, it is.
And I said jizz like I'm in fucking seventh grade.
Your semen
is going to impregnate somebody.
That's why I will never have coitus, and then I will always have to stay home at least 2 to 3 hours after coitus.
You should just always wear a condom. Because what if a little urine spills out, and then now that gets on your seats, and that soaks in your seats, and then you take your good pants out, now you have dried piss on your pants. And let's say...
Well, piss doesn't cause pregnancies.
Well, no, it could cause disease. You leave piss around long enough, it's no longer going to be sterile. That's what happens. But now with the cum, you jizz in the condom, you tie it in a knot, you put it in your fucking fireproof lockbox, and now you're fine. There you go.
What do you tie it in a knot, like a balloon?
Why wouldn't you? I mean, you're so concerned with losing it. Why wouldn't you tie it up? I've always tied it up.
All right, well, listen.
Just a little slip knot.
You know what? I don't have to use those things, thank God.
Yeah, you don't have to. You just make more kids with a father that fears impregnating strange women by having little jizz in his master bedroom. You're insane. That's an insane thing to believe, and I think you need to get your mind right. I think there's some things you need to do. Maybe you need to get a little bit more fit. Maybe you have to do some more exercise to clear your head so that you don't believe that you can impregnate a stranger by accidentally jizzing on your sheets. You should probably. I mean, you have the Wii now. It comes with Wii Sports. Have you tried the Wii Fitness? Not Wii Fit. I'm not talking about the little platform thing you stand on that just came out. I'm talking about the Wii Fitness.
Yes, I have.
You have tried it. Now, what did you notice? What's your...
Rage?
Well, what happens is when you do this, you can do it once daily, and it determines your Wii age.
Your Wii age.
Yeah. So now, where were you now with the Wii age? Where did you come in?
I'm 37 years old. My Wii age was 29.
Now, did you do it again since then?
Yes, I have.
And did it stay the same, go up?
No, it did not. It went up to 38, which is pretty much my age. So
it's a little bit older than your age. So that means you're not up to your own level.
Listen to me, asshole. I was 29. The best your Wii age was 27, okay? My best Wii age was...
No.
Yeah.
No, I've been 23.
Okay, whatever. I was 29. It's pretty damn good for doing it. First time.
Yeah,
right?
And then what happened after having some practice the second time? You fell right apart.
What was the highest Wii you were, age you were ever?
The highest? I got the golf one, and I'm terrible at it. It picks three activities out of the entire spectrum of Wii Sports, which spans tennis, baseball, golf, and bowling and boxing. And I got all golf, and I got like 58 or something like that because I couldn't do it. The golf to me is impossible. But right. I'll beat you at any one of those fucking things. I'll destroy you because I know you're not proficient with video games. Yeah, you're starting to get interested. You want to purchase Grand Theft Auto? Is that correct?
My big dilemma is whether to get a what's called a PS3, which stands for PlayStation Number 3, or an Xbox 365.
So you want to be you don't know whether you want to be a boxer, which we found out is the term for somebody that plays Xbox 360. I didn't know the term for somebody who plays PS3, so I created PS3. Do you want to be a boxer or a PS3? Which one do you want to be?
I'm not sure, but people, you know, some people say they get the PS3, some people say they get the Xbox. I'm not sure what to do. I'm looking into my options.
Now, isn't it true that you went out and tried to buy an Xbox? Were you such a fervor of wanting to play Grand Theft Auto that you just wanted the first thing you could see?
That's true. But
why don't you have it then? I mean, usually you go out and purchase something, and you come home.
They didn't have the model with a hard drive in it.
They didn't?
No.
And who's they?
Best Buys.
Why would you go to Best Buy?
It's where you purchase your stuff at, man.
No, it's not. You can buy things online these days. Oh God, the internet for you old people. It's just it's disastrous. You have it. You occasionally use it. You don't use it well, but you buy it on Amazon. You don't have to pay. Sometimes you don't pay shipping, and most times you don't pay tax, depending on the Amazon representative and the state that it's in. You could get that thing without paying tax, and it would come in a few days, and you're guaranteed to get it, and you don't have to deal with any fucking people. So these are the things you need to do, because you're old and you're online.
Excuse me?
You're an old person who is online. I call you old
so
and I'm
38 is old. Is that what you're saying?
You may be 38 in age, just like how you were 29 in your imaginary and completely bullshit Wii age, but that has no bearing on your actual physiological age. Like, I think mentally and in terms of learning processes, you're nowhere near 37. I think you're much older than that, and you've allowed yourself to deteriorate to that level. You're near your technological senility, I would say. That's where you are.
Okay.
The old people, they have these computers. They go on and do their email and their two or three tasks, and they end up with an astonishing number of viruses, and they basically turn their computers into complete disasters. And I've avoided volunteering help. And I didn't want to help them. I didn't want to do any of this stuff. I didn't want to deal with their problems. And my mom would talk to people. And when they asked what her son did, she would tell them, of course, oh, he works in computers. He works in computers. I'm a computer programmer. Apparently, I work in computers. Like, I'm fucking small enough to hop into a goddamn desktop and just fucking mill about, pull things out and do all that. But working in computers is the older person perception of having a job where you use a computer. And upon hearing that, her friends would say, oh, that would be great because my computer, and then insert complete time-wasting, could-have-been-avoided disaster here. That's how it would always be. And my mom would think it's no problem. She'd always volunteer me. And I'd have to do it at that point. But
absolutely.
I'd always avoid it. But now, you know, after befriending you and helping you out in a lot of ways, I've decided that sometimes people do need help, and I'm willing to do it. And my brother-in-law's father has a bit of a problem with his computer. I guess I thought it would be the typical, I have too many viruses, I can't connect to the internet anymore, or something like that. But apparently, when he couldn't connect to the internet, he put the operating system disk in the drive. And instead of using the repair option, he installed it again. So now his computer has two operating systems. The original partition no longer works. And the new one doesn't work either. It is fascinating. To anybody who has fucking used the computer that doesn't take Metamucil and drink fucking Ensure like you do.
You're putting the whole fucking world to sleep. Jesus Christ.
Okay. Let's talk about how we're afraid of shit.
Who the fuck gives a shit? What the fuck was wrong with your fucking father-in-law's brother, whatever the fuck it was?
I don't have a father-in-law. I have a brother-in-law, and his father is having some computer issues, and I'm going to fix them. I'm going to fix them on Thursday.
I had to slap myself in the fucking face because I was falling asleep.
And that's exactly why you don't know anything that's going on with your own computer. You have these computers, your entire business relies on them, and they're not working properly. And you can't concern yourself to figure it out, so you have to get people. And that's where you get fucked. You get these computer repair guys, they charge like $150, $250 an hour. And it's like some nonsense thing. It's like, oh, let me relabel an icon for him because he forgot where the Internet Explorer is. Oh, God, it was terrible. I was here for 3 hours doing it. Oh, really? Oh, thanks for fixing it. Yeah, that'll be $570. And it's your own inability to fucking to be concerned with it that that causes these fucking bills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So why don't we... let me take a quick break here, because quite frankly, Jerm, why are you laughing?
Nothing. I was thinking of something.
Oh, yeah, you're thinking about something, huh? No, you hear these new things, and the way it works is, I mean, I have a pretty good handle of the current state of things as far as technology goes. You don't?
Right.
I think at one time you might have been able to pick it up. The older we get, the more difficult it is to comprehend new things. So, I mean, I'll anticipate a time when I can't fucking pick things up. For you, mm-hmm. I don't know how much worse it can get. Like, your son's going to come over, buy you a new fucking TV, and it's never going to be turned on once he leaves. You're not going to know how to work the remote control.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're not. He's gonna buy you all this shit because he wants to. See, you know, he wants to thank his father for all the fucking time that he spent with him and all that.
I think what happened was I didn't adapt. I didn't adapt to new things. I think I got stuck in a time warp somewhere.
You did.
I didn't adapt.
You don't. Do you know how to work any of your electronics? I mean, do you know how to set up your TV?
No.
If you get a new TV, you wouldn't know how to plug it in to do any of that.
I would know how to plug it in, but I wouldn't know how to set up like the VCR, the DVD player. I wouldn't know how to set all that shit up.
See, now that's fucking tragic, because now you're stuck with you're never gonna want to get a new TV because you know how it is, and you'll have to get somebody to put the new one in for you. Do you have lots of written notes and written down procedures? Okay, to do the DVD, I have to do number one, number
two. Right, that's what I have.
That's what you have.
So you have flow charts.
Flow charts? So you don't really have knowledge of how the device works.
I have no fucking idea how it works.
You just have scripts. You have fucking scripts.
I have step-by-step directions on what to do, how to put it on, how to operate it. Once the thing is breaking, I'm totally screwed. I don't know what the fuck to do. It just does not sink into my head. I cannot figure it out.
It's the same.
Same thing with automobiles.
With automobiles.
I don't know anything about automobiles.
Gas, brake.
Well, as far as repairing an automobile.
Oh, I mean that's even advanced for most people. I don't know how to fucking do that shit. You know what? Maybe automobiles and me is like everything with you. Anything that has any bit of complexity to it, you have no interest in.
Right.
It's pretty bad. Like, I have to give my mom written notes of how to put a DVD in and watch it, because she has to change the input device on the TV, blah, 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 blah. And now it's come down to whenever there's something new that she'd like to learn, I have to create basically instruction manuals on how to do this. Like eBay. Would you know how to use eBay?
To buy something, I wouldn't know how to sell something.
You wouldn't know how to sell something. No. Do you think you could figure it out?
I'm sure I could figure it out.
Take a random item from your house and put it on eBay by next week? A random item. Just anything out of your fucking house.
Okay.
And I want to see if you can do it without anybody helping you. I would bet $100 you can't.
Okay, let's do it.
Without anybody helping you. Do you think you could do it?
I'll try.
And it has to here's the deal. It has to have more than one photo, a good description, and it has to be sold. Someone has to buy it. Do you think you can do it? If you can't, you owe me $100. If you can't, you owe me $100.
Oh, fuck it. I'm not even going to fucking do it.
All right, why don't we take a quick break here? It's the DJ News Style Show. Actually, we've got some something that happened in the DJ News Style Show live room that we're going to play for you. Yeah, we're going to play it for you on the break. We get a lot of calls, basically. A lot of random people contact us. Maybe they Google our name. Maybe they do the search feature on Skype. This is one of the things that happened. The DJ News Style Show will be right back. And here we go.
I can't tell you why, but lots of people call my phone.
So, I'm sorry. So you said you're a singer?
Yeah.
And your influence, I missed it. What was your influence again?
Celine Dion.
Oh, Celine Dion. She sings the Titanic song.
Yeah, but it's been long, though, since Titanic. She sang a lot after that.
What's your favorite song of hers?
Oh, I got a lot of that. There's a song called 10 Days.
How does it go? Would you sing it for me?
Oh, sure. Can you just wait? I want to play in my ear so I can hear it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So I'll be able to sing it better when I hear her.
Yeah,
in my eyes,
that's
in my
fine.
Ear, sorry. Hold on. So you're following American Idol?
No, not really. I'm sorry, I'm eating cereal.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's okay. No, I haven't followed American Idol, really. Do you? I mean, I personally, I can't bear to watch other people get more famous than me. Did you have a favorite American Idol singer?
Yeah, I like Jordan Sparks, the last winner.
What about Fantasia Barrino?
Yeah, I like her. She's so good.
She can't read, but she's awesome.
She can't read?
She does not know how to read.
Really?
And she's got a giant ass. But she's really good.
Yeah, she's got like one of the most beautiful voices I've ever heard.
And what an ass.
Actually, I didn't look at that.
Oh, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know who else is good? Clay Aiken. He was really good.
Yeah, Clay Aiken is really good.
What an attractive man.
Yeah. Are you gay?
No.
Okay.
I'm just, I recognize when, you know, people are handsome and stuff. It's okay. So do you want to sing? I'd love to hear it.
Yeah. Just a second. I'm just getting this song.
Oh, okay.
I'm interrupting you or something?
Oh, no. I want to hear this.
All right. I'm kind of like Clay Aiken a little. I'm not sure.
You're what a little?
Like my voice, like Clay Aiken's voice a little.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it now.
Alright. I'm just trying to get, like, Celine Dion song so I can, you know.
I think I need to put pants on. Hold on a second, okay?
Alright.
Hold on a second.
Sure.
Okay, I got pants on now. What's going on? You're from Egypt?
Yeah, I'm Egyptian. I've been to the States actually before.
Oh, you have? What part?
The east part, like New Jersey.
Oh, really?
New York.
Yeah. I'm actually from New Jersey. I'm from a city.
Really?
Yeah. It's amazing. I'm from a city called East Brunswick.
Beautiful. I don't remember.
Beautiful
place. I've been there like 8 years ago. Hear the song.
Yeah. So, you gonna sing, buddy? Some Celine Dion?
Yeah. Just right now.
Alright, let's do this.
I don't wear out my heart. I don't leave falling down. Don't try to pick them up. There's many I think I've grown. 10 days have come and gone. 10 days that I'm not alone. And all that I can do is pray and pray. 10 days of single rain coming down a sunny day. Bye.
Oh no. What happened? What happened? It might have been too much bandwidth going out. Let me try to get him back. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Your mic is very low. I'm having trouble hearing you.
Can you hear me now?
It's a little better.
Hold on a second, okay?
All right.
Hear me now better?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's much better?
Yeah, it's a lot better. Listen.
That's great.
Let me tell you.
I
mean, I didn't get to hear much of it. It cut right out.
Yeah.
Do you know any like Toni Braxton or anything like that?
I hear that name.
Yeah. Do you know any Beyonce?
Yeah, I know Beyonce.
I'd like to hear you sing some Beyonce.
All right. I know like a song for her called Irreplaceable, something like that.
Oh, Irreplaceable?
Yeah.
Okay, can you sing that one? I mean, that might be too hard. I don't know. What?
Well, I can't do that kind of music. No.
Okay, when you're alone by yourself, what do you sing to yourself?
More like Celine Dion.
Okay, why don't we do a different Celine Dion song? Try that one.
Like what?
Like, what's the song that, like, when you want to impress people, what's the song that you sing?
I sing a song for Stevie Wonder called...
Oh, let's do it.
You little crazy man.
What'd you call me?
No, I mean I'm saying you're crazy.
Well, not anymore. Would you please sing the Stevie Wonder song?
Oh, yeah, okay. There's a song called For Once in My Life, you know that.
Okay, it might be a little too butch, but okay. Sing that one.
All right. Can you hear me well?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, just a second, okay. All right, you ready?
Go ahead.
For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. For once I have someone I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can take care. As long as I know I got love, I can make it. For once in my life, I got someone who needs me.
I'm done.
That was really good. That was good. Mind if I... How about if I play guitar, will you freestyle sing something?
Yeah, you can you play guitar?
Oh, hold on. I'll get my guitar. Hold on.
Alright.
Do that. We might have to form a band. I'm putting pants on again. Hold on a second.
All right.
All right, hold on. All right, I got pants on. I got my guitar. All right, we're ready to go. I have a condition. I have to wear pants sometimes. Okay, here we go.
Okay. What do you want to play?
Now I'm just gonna make up a song, and you're just gonna go with it too. Pick a topic. What's the topic? I want you to. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna sing a phrase, and then I want you to repeat it. Okay?
All right.
Okay. So, pick a topic, and I'll make up a song right now about that because I'm a musician as well.
Really? That's great.
Yeah, it's amazing. What topic should this song be about?
Love.
Love. Good topic. Yeah.
Here we go. Okay, by the way, when I say a sentence, I want you to repeat it after me.
Okay? All right, yeah, you told me that.
Okay, and here goes. Love is good. Now, what's the deal, man?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was about to say that.
Right, like you're the background vocals, but you want you to sing it like after I say it, okay?
All right, I'm sorry.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
And I want like angelic vocals. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like smooth. Like think Stevie.
Yeah.
Think picture Stevie Wonder having sex with Celine Dion. And then and then think of what the Offspring would sing like.
Yeah, all right.
I want you to sing like that, okay?
Why do you do that?
What?
Like the whole thing like that.
Why did I do what?
Like playing the guitar and all that.
Oh, I do it in bars and stuff, but we're making songs up now.
All right. Okay. I'm here.
I'm going to say a line. There'll be a little pause. And then I want you to say it again, like as soon as it goes back to the music, okay?
Can you write it? Can you write it down first? So
No. You have to, and you know what? If you don't hear it right, just sing something that sounds good, okay? You ready?
All right. Yeah, I can do that.
Love is good.
Love is good.
Love is great.
Love is great.
Love makes my day.
Makes myself.
Love is good for straights.
Love is good. Love is good.
Please don't step on my line.
I'm sorry.
I don't want to have gay sex.
Me neither.
But it sounds like you do.
No.
You like Celine Dion.
What did you just say?
Your music's gay. But it's...
No.
Don't you disagree?
I disagree.
Don't you ever disagree.
No.
We all know by hearing you. That you take it in the poop chute.
That was good.
Love is good.
Love is good.
Love is grand.
Love is grand.
This is not your place in the earth to stroke a cock with your hands. Love is good.
All right, man, I'm tipping out.
You're a queer. What? No, dude, we're singing. We're singing. Where are you going? Look, I'll take my... Look, you want me to... Do you want me to disrobe? Will that make the music more real? Here, just sing along. You're a dirty homo. If they found out in Egypt, they'd cut your penis off. Cut your penis off. That's what I want you to do for the backgrounds in this one, okay? You ready? You are homosexual in a country that would execute homosexuals. So you hide behind your music now. Music now. Can you do that? Are you there? Did you hang up? Fags. Damn it. All right. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. We certainly do get a lot of random calls from guys with random sexual orientations.
not the Colon Preferences, because I've listened to last week's, which is Sunday's, Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. This is the DJ New Style Show. Thank you for tuning in on heroestalk.com. You can get us at djnewstyle.com and many, many other places. Frank, how you doing tonight? Did you have a nice break?
Very well.
Did you enjoy the gay singing?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. It was a good thing. Good thing.
He went with it for a
little
bit.
You made a friend. You made a new friend.
Speaking of the devil, he actually, he was looking for you tonight.
Oh, boy.
He was, you know, well, there's, you know, a few things he wanted to know about you. Is there anything that you wanted to figure out? I mean, I don't really know, but is there anything that you, that you're curious about that you have for this week that you'd like to find out?
I did want to know something.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling.
It's no secret. It's no secret.
God damn it! All right, Frank, why don't you share with us what it is that you'd like to know.
Okay, I've heard this term many times. People use it, but I really do not know what it means. And that is when you describe a guy as being a man's man. I don't know what that means.
You don't understand, like, he's a man's man, a guy's guy.
I don't know what that means. I don't know. I've heard it a million times.
Has anybody ever said it about you?
No.
Yeah. Surprising. According to UrbanDictionary.com, I mean, I could tell you, but why don't I give you something that I can read? Because I could just basically say the opposite of you. Because a man's man is the kind of man that anyone can point to as an example of what men should aspire to be like. A man's man has no androgynous features. He is pure man through and through. He punches out horses and he fucks 8 whores a night. That's a man's man. Somebody who will die of mouth cancer like the Marlboro man. Chewing on not even dried yet tobacco leaves. That's what he is. A real man's man. Now, who is someone that you would have heard this about?
I guess like a John Wayne type of thing.
John Wayne. A man's man will always die of some horrific thing. Just die with 50 pounds of shit in his intestines and, half a working lung. Just, you know, and he doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't complain. That's a man's man. You complain too much to be a man's man. Is that ever your aspiration? Would you have ever liked to have been described as a man's man?
It's not something I am striving for. No, I could care less, really.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to be a good man.
You don't have to worry about carrying an extra title. No one will ever call you a man's man.
Thank you.
Personally, no one will ever call me one, and I'm not concerned by it. But I did know what it was, and I'm glad that you had that question.
Thank you.
We can keep the I want to know thing going. Maybe we'll do that every week. I don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows? I mean, there's a lot of things that you truly don't know.
That's true.
But, however, Germ, there is something that you are very curious about.
Yes.
A few things.
Yes.
A few items. Actions. Yes. Habits.
Yes.
I guess you can already determine what I'm getting at.
No, I really can't.
I think it's a certain part of the show. I think it's about that time, wouldn't you say, to find out?
Ladies and gentlemen, Germ Freak Radio presents...
Is It Gay?
Starting off right away, is it gay to sing a duet with a homosexual on Skype? That's mine to you, Germ.
Right.
Yes or no?
I don't think... I think he thought you were gay. Well, I don't think he was gay.
Bite your tongue. Actually, we have a phone call here. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this? Again, nothing. And I know who this is. Just speak up. Holy shit, Wes. This isn't going to count. Your streak's going to be over. It's going to be over. Yeah.
I hear something.
I heard him. It's going to be over.
Static.
It's going to be over. It's going to be over. Hold on. We have another phone call here, Jerm. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this? Maybe the phones aren't working well tonight. I don't understand. What can you do? Why don't we get right into it and find out exactly what is and what is not gay. What's the first one?
Is it gay for a man to wear Argyle socks?
Is it gay to wear Argyle socks? So you're saying that you could actually become a homosexual or be perceived as being a homosexual? Or you mean feminine. Is it girly? Is it gay, flighty, to wear Argyle socks? I'd say, I mean, it depends on where you're from. Brain Dent in the Heroes Talk Rooms says, that means you're British. It doesn't necessarily make you gay. I'm going to say you can be straight and wear Argyle socks. What about you? You see Argyle socks, you think faggot right away?
I think somebody who's a feminine, I don't think of it as being... I mean, you can't picture, some tough guy wearing Argyle socks. It's a little preppy, a little weird. I just don't get it.
Very interesting. Now, do any of these, is it gays apply to females? Oh, Jesus.
What's that?
You should ignore that ring. Maybe that should prompt them to call back. My bad. Because Vanessa in the chat room, Vanessa Cheatwood from Best in Show Radio, is saying, oh my God, I wear Argyle all the time. Now she thinks she's gay. Is that...
No, no. Well, no. It's okay for a woman to wear it.
These are things strictly for guys.
Right.
Who might be homos. What's next on the list there, Joe?
Okay. Is it gay? Now, this was submitted by... a good friend of ours. Is it gay for two guys to ride on a motorcycle together?
So
now let me give you the scenario.
One motorcycle, two guys.
This is when you have a guy in back of you, with his arms around your waist, the driver's waist. Would you feel it to be a little feminine?
You're clutching the guy like your arms are around him. Are your fingers interlocked? That's crucial.
Right.
Are your fingers interlocked so that you're holding on with the strongest of grips?
Just be on the lookout for. I think somebody's going to be calling in.
No, I have him on here. Can you hear us now? Hello, he's on. I don't know why he can't hear us. I guess it's my fault. I don't know. Skype's got some issue going on. I mean, I got you on. I don't know why I can't get anybody else.
Yeah.
So it goes.
Yes. Okay. You have the guy in the driver, and the guy's got his hands around the waist of the driver of the motorcycle. How do you feel about that?
I think that it depends on the scenario. I mean, obviously, if you have to make an escape for some reason, someone's after you. There's somebody with a gun. You need to get away from lava or some kind of a fire. Or you need to get out of somewhere as quick as possible. I don't think that can possibly be perceived as gay unless you start nuzzling the guy on the ride back. And if your fingers are intertwined, that means you're not letting go for anything. Turn it into special time. However, if it's just like a vacation with your buddy in one of the Caribbean islands, yeah, it would probably be a little gay. You should get your own goddamn bike. I mean, is this something that you've done?
I was only on a motorcycle once in my life, and I was probably about 7 or 8 years old, and I was behind, I was sitting behind the guy. But you know what always fascinated me was the motorcycles with the little tandem seat on the side.
Have you ever ridden in a side?
Right. I was always fascinated with the sidecar. I found it to be the coolest thing in the world, and I always wanted to sit in one.
I think it's probably the most dangerous thing. You're so low to the road.
Absolutely.
The wheels are just like fucking like wagon wheels. There's nothing to
them. Right.
It's a little bit awful. Yeah, we're having a little bit of a problem with our phones. You're lucky that you're even on. I don't even know. Don't even understand it one bit. We're hearing that someone who's running the stream tonight, who is a Russian man, is sniffling. We hear sniffling over the stream. A-Webs, you might want to change your input device, you fucking rookie. Holy shit. What's next on the is it gay thing?
Is it gay for a guy to wear a headband?
No, like what? Like a like an Indian headdress.
I'm talking about a terry cloth headband.
Like the tennis players in the 80s would use, and the hipsters in fucking Williamsburg. It's the staple there. You think that's gay? Or are you just
depends on what you're wearing with it. Depends on the rest of your outfit.
Okay, now what would make it straight?
Straight? Well, what would make it feminine would be like short shorts.
But like, no, let's say you said it depends on the outfit. So what outfit would make it straight?
I guess it depends on the, you know what, I don't think anything could make it straight. I retract my statement.
Nothing could make it straight.
No, nothing.
You heard it here first. Nothing. It is completely gay. What's the next one?
Okay. Is it gay for a man to have a favorite fashion designer?
I think so. Personally, I do. I think it is. I don't have a fucking favorite fashion designer. I think if you are aware of any fashion designers, that's a little gay.
Okay.
I mean, what about you? Do you know of any?
I don't know of one.
Yeah.
I just wear what's ever on sale.
Like on sale, like the $5 shirts, the
yeah, what's ever on sale.
Yeah,
what's ever on sale.
Now you buy, you want to look good. I know you do. You have some kind of a self-worth. You'll buy something that's a little bit more expensive to look better. You know of some fucking fashion designers. I mean, I know of some, like Ralph Lauren or whatever. That's just because there's a fucking section in the mall that sells Ralph Lauren shit. You know, you're aware of that, aren't you?
I am. I did hear of him. I heard also heard of somebody that, by the name of Tom Figo or Tom Hilfiger.
Really?
Somebody like, yeah. Tom Hilfiger. Is that it?
Tommy Hilfiger, yeah.
Yeah.
Is he your favorite, you fag?
I wouldn't even know what he has.
We're trying to get the phone caller in the entire time. We're having some technical difficulties. I'm not quite sure what's going on. I just don't know. Just don't know. But you can get us on.
I hear somebody on Skype. I'm not sure what it is, but whatever.
If you're on Skype, just fucking say something when you call in, because I'm not even gonna address you because it just looks awful. All right. What's next on the? Wait. Hold on. What are we doing? Do you even know what we're doing? What are we trying to find out? That's what we're trying to figure out. That's right. There's a few things, items, and actions that Germ is curious about. He wants to know if engaging in these things would make him a homosexual. What's the next one on your list?
Is it gay for a guy to have a framed self-portrait of himself?
Now, where would you ever see this? Who would have a framed picture of themselves?
That's why I'm asking you.
I would say it's a little gay.
I guess somebody who is what they call a metrosexual.
I would say it's gay, and maybe not even a metrosexual, but maybe an egotistical person. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Holy shit!
Oh, thank Christ.
Who is this?
Foundry Music Jeff.
Foundry Music Jeff. How are you? Thank you again for your kind words about the me and the homo doing a duet.
Oh, very funny.
Because I'm your lady, and you are my man.
I'll set you up with his Skype name. You two can hook up later for a track. Oh,
that guy is possibly the best thing I've ever heard.
He might be. So, Jeff, have you been listening to any of the Is It Gays?
I've been trying to call in on my way back from 7-Eleven, getting some cigarettes and a Red Bull.
Nice.
So you have to excuse me. I missed all the Is It Gays for this week.
Okay. Well, one of them was, is it gay for a man to have a favorite fashion designer? I don't know how you feel about that exactly.
What if it's like a masculine designer?
What, like Champion? I really love those socks Champion puts out at fucking Costco. They're fucking beautiful.
Like Chuck Norris or something.
Chuck Norris? What, the sleeveless button-down?
They're like Chuck Norris jeans.
Chuck Norris jeans with guaranteed
gook. I'm going to have to say that's very gay.
Yeah. Oh, P-Roll in the chat room is suggesting that maybe if Russell and his athletic collection is your favorite, that's not necessarily gay. I don't know. We're trying to get VA Messenger on. He might lose the streak. I don't understand. VA, are you there? Just fucking start talking, you dope. When you get on, just start talking. Germ, what's some of the other things that you have that you're concerned with?
Well, I just want to let me ask FM Jeff. We had to ask this question. How do you feel as a gay to have a framed portrait of yourself?
Every time I hear it, it fucking gets me.
I don't think that's gay as much as it is vain.
Okay.
You probably think this show is about
you know what I mean?
Don't you, Germ?
Just clouds of my coffee.
Yeah, it is a little bit.
If it was you in some sort of alluring pose, then yes, I would say it's gay.
Like the Sears pose, or maybe with your fist on your chin, or maybe holding a rose.
or rose in the mouth.
Yeah, like the alternative pictures that you rejected when you got your graduation picture taken. The one where your face is looking straight ahead, and then they have the shadowy profile in the top right.
Actually, one of my college roommates has a Photoshop one of him. You know how they have like pig roast and they put the apple in the mouth?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he has that hanging above his bed.
Just right on the ceiling.
The picture.
While you sleep and you wake up to that. Spickle is saying that the DJ Rob pose is pretty gay. And now what that is, that's like the Michael J. Fox, teen beat pose. Front cover where you have like a blazer over your shoulder, feathered hair, just trying to look slick for the teen ladies, the pre-ladies as we call them. Germ, what's next on your list of confusion and mystery?
Is it gay to ask another guy if your ass looks good in a pair of pants?
Well, I would say no. But only on the condition that you've just recently lost an ass cheek in some kind of fucking some battle. It's like, really, dude, can you tell that I was injured in a war? Seriously. If you're questioning about the fact that you love ho-hos and your pants are a bit snug.
Thanks to Mr. Giggs, we have the DJ Rob portrait up. That's a self-portrait of DJ Rob.
Yeah, in the DJ New Style Show live room. DJ Rob has it up there. You can see him with his blazer and all that. But I don't know. What do you think about that, Jeff?
I'm gonna have to say gay. If it was just saying how do I look, that's fine. But to check out one's ass, definitely gay.
Yeah, you're specifically asking about the ass. I would say specifically asking about any part, how it looks in clothing.
What about just yourself looking in the mirror, trying to make your ass look good? Is that gay? In other words, buying a pair of pants to make your ass look good, is that gay?
I just picture you looking over your shoulder. Oh, yeah, no. These are the khakis. These are the khakis.
No, do you think women, do that? They look at mirrors to see how their ass looks?
Women always do that. So that's why I'm saying that if you did it, you'd be a gigantic homo who would call me on Skype and sing for once in my life.
Right.
What do you think, Jeff? Have you ever checked out your own ass in the mirror just to see what's shaking?
Yeah, no, I checked out my own ass just to see if it's still holding up.
Now, do you bend over and slap it as well when you're checking over?
What are you talking about? Yeah, he does the stripper squat.
What? I didn't catch that. What did you say, Frank?
Do you when you're looking in the mirror, do you bend over and then just slap your bare ass as you're looking in the mirror?
And spread my ass cheeks apart and fucking finger my hole? No, I don't do that.
Have you ever looked at your own asshole in the mirror?
Yes, I have.
I have, and it looked like the caller that's on the line who has his sound way up. VA Messenger, just speak and then hang up.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, okay, your streak's alive, asshole. You owe me one now.
Yo, why are you being so mean to him?
I don't know. Lately, the calls have been really abusive.
You show a lot of disrespect for him.
It started out, and it's like, oh, VA Messenger, thanks for calling in, man. Yeah, oh, he's got a streak on. Now it's like, speak and hang up, dick.
Oh, come on,
It's a shame, too, because he's really funny. No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
shit.
You have any parting words? I mean, anything you want to say? At least identify yourself so that we can verify the streak.
Hey, Jeff, I'm sorry I didn't come visit you this weekend.
Yeah, dick.
Hey, look, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry I accidentally right-clicked your name, carefully went to the item that said hang up and clicked it. Accidentally. What's the next one on the old is it gay thing?
All right.
What's next?
Is it gay for a guy to order salad dressing on the side?
Oh my God.
Now, nowadays, you have people watching their weight. They don't want the restaurant to put the too much dressing on. They put it on the side, and they take a little teaspoon, a tablespoon, and they dip it in there and put their own. Is that gay, FM Jeff?
You mean they're taking the salad to the dressing? They're not even pouring on that side dressing onto the salad?
I think the question was ordering it on the side.
Ordering it, yes.
Simply ordering it? No, I'm not going to say that's gay. But I think if you're going to take an individual leaf and then dip it into the dressing and then eat it, then that's gay.
I've seen people dip the fork in the dressing and then eat the salad. Like, I just can't. Listen, I can't be trusted with dressing. I have to dole it out in small fork loads. I just don't get any fucking dressing. Come on.
Now,
who can eat salad dressing these days?
I think if anyone orders Thousand Island dressing, then he's definitely gay, because that's just a gay thing.
And the gays love saying it, because it works so well with their lisp. Germ, why don't you say Thousand Island? Let's really hear it in action. Go ahead.
A Thousand Island?
Yeah, that's it. That's it exactly.
Okay, it's a question?
What do you think, Germ? I mean, you have this, this was on your list. What do you think about it?
Well, I ordered dressing on the side, so I don't think it's gay at all.
You just wanted to be sure. What's next? Yes. What do you have that's next?
Is it gay for a man to have posters of famous leading actors? Now, let me rephrase this. In other words, having like an actor, like an Arnold Schwarzenegger, is it gay for a man to have like a poster of Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone, you know, back when he was Rambo? Is that gay?
I'm going to say no if it's like a movie that guys traditionally like. Like, if it's Arnold Schwarzenegger, but it's the Terminator, I'd say no, it's not gay. However, if it's like, you know, Tom Cruise, if it's Tom Cruise in Legends of the Fall, he might be a fucking homo. That's what I would say. Jeff, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm gonna say no, because I used to have a Rambo poster on my wall for years.
I think everybody did at one point. The Rocky poster. I mean, everybody P-Roll and Spickle knows has a fucking Rocky poster somewhere. They're from Philly. It's accepted.
It's not gay to idolize men, is it?
Not so much idolizing, but like championing their feats. For example, I don't think Chris from Best in Show is gay for, you know, maybe idolizing, borderline idolizing Dan Marino. I don't think he's gay for that. He may have a man crush. I don't call him gay. I think it's possible to have a poster of a dude and not be gay. However, again, I think my Tom Cruise example, or even Nicolas Cage example, holds up.
What if he was traditionally not known for being an action star? Like if you had like a Raul Julia poster.
Raul Julia. What the fuck? How absurd. He's dead, for Christ's sake.
Well, maybe you were a fan of Street Fighter the movie.
Yeah, like an Armando Sante poster.
Jesus Christ! Who fucking played Zorba the Greek? That guy. Just a big poster of John Candy, not smiling, just very serious. Oh my God, that's fucking that kills me. Sheepy's checking in. He says I had an Addams Family poster with Raul Julia on it, and I had an Uncle Buck poster, he said, with John Candy. No, I don't think that makes him gay. I really don't think it does. Raul Julia. Does having a man crush make you gay? What do you think of that? Let's say Jeff, what do you think?
I was really into Jean-Luc Picard for years. So
into?
Now, what do you? Can you be more specific?
He had one role. Like, how could you be into
it? I respected the man for his leadership abilities, and, you know, I idolized him for quite a long time.
Okay.
I thought he was the coolest guy in Two Legs.
Well, now, were you idolizing his character or him as an actor?
No, the character.
Oh.
Not Patrick Stewart, the man.
Oh, wait, shit, I'm confused. See, that's a little I know about Star Wars. I don't even know that Jean-Luc Picard is the actor or the character. I have no fucking knowledge of this. But Germ, what do you think of that? Is it gay to have a man crush?
It's a little twisted.
What do you mean twisted?
Well, listen.
There's nobody that you're a fan of everything that they're capable of. You're a fan of everything they stand for.
Being a fan means they have a man crush. Is that what it is?
I you know what? I don't even know the official man crush thing. I think it's just like if you were gay, you would do it. I think that's what that means. I'm gonna go over to Urban Dictionary and find out what man crush means. They're saying that 827 thumbs up, so that means it's true. It says when a straight man has a crush on another man, but not sexual, kind of idolizing him. Many straight men end up having crushes on Johnny Depp. Man crushes.
I feel that way about Ron Bennington.
I have to say, I think the man is insanely funny. I think he's fine. I don't know that I would want to call it a man crush, but it probably would end up being one. I mean, he's one of the notable figures in the world that, like, if it was reported that he was dead, it would be startling.
It would be crushed.
It would ruin a very long, long time in my life.
Like the same emotional weight of like a Kurt Cobain death. If I was 17.
Yeah, and if you wanted to stage a walkout, bro, everybody in freshman gym's walking out. If you don't do it, you're an asshole.
They did that at your school?
Oh, there was like there people were staging a walkout when Kurt Cobain killed himself, but it ended up that one like goth kind of looking girl walked out and like was alone, and that was it. It's gonna be
society
a walkout, man.
And society killed him.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, Jeremy, you don't even know who we're talking about. So why don't we move on to the next one so we can keep you apart.
Couple more, real quick.
You do.
Is it gay for a guy to own and display Hummel figurines?
Yes. Yeah.
Are you aware figurines? Of what they are?
Hummels.
Hummels. Are you aware of them, Jeff?
No, I never heard of that.
I have several 80-plus year old women in my family, so I'm aware of what a Hummel is because they're little statues of cute moments involving children.
Slices of life, if you will.
Slices of life.
Let me Google them and see what they look like.
Hummel. Hummel. They are extremely gay to own. Jerm, do you have any in your house right now?
No.
You wouldn't let your wife... Like, if your wife had a Hummel collection...
Oh, well, listen. I live with a woman, so I guess I can have them.
Do you?
But I don't have them, but I prefer Norman Rockwell instead, actually.
Is it gay to have Norman Rockwell paintings?
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah, that's gay.
I think that is gay. I think that is gay. There's no art student that's going to be like, well, I mean, it's fine art. No, it's homos that want to have some kind of a memory.
And also a little pedophilia-ific, I guess.
A little bit. I think it's the gay people that want to remember the past as a time when, you know, no one wanted to beat gays. So they'll remember the little scamp that cut school to eat ice cream or whatever. I think it is a very gay thing to own a Norman Rockwell painting. I mean, I don't think there's...
I disagree. The Hummels, I think, is gay. Norman Rockwell is not gay.
Do you own... In what form do you own the Norman Rockwell thing? Is it a commemorative plate?
I don't own any, but I think they're wonderful.
If someone gave you a Norman Rockwell commemorative plate, not worth anything, but it's a picture that you liked, would you keep it?
I keep it. I wouldn't necessarily display it. I'd probably put it in a fucking drawer.
You would display it and blame it on your wife, like every other somewhat feminine thing that you have in your house. It's the wife's. What can I say? I mean,
I have not,
who needs
I
a two-man operated dildo? That's
I have
a woman.
Not decorated one thing in this house. Nothing. Okay, shall I continue?
I'm sorry. Please continue. I didn't mean to step over.
What are we doing here?
You need to know what we're doing?
Yeah, I forgot.
I don't.
A radio show.
I'm not exactly sure either. Let me just make sure that I know what this bed is. Is it gay? Oh, that's right. We're trying to find out if a few things that Jerm may have done or is into or is thinking about doing are gay.
Couple more quick ones and following. Is it where... Is it gay for a guy to wear driving gloves?
Like with the knuckles cut out?
Yes. Like Sylvester Stallone in Rocky II.
or in Cobra. I think he always wore the driving gloves in Cobra as well, except yes. I don't know what they were. Let's go over to Foundry Music. Jeff, what do you think?
It depends what he's driving, because if he has a really good car, then it's not gay, but if he's driving, like, I don't know, like a Tercel, then it's kind of gay.
No, I think it's almost ironic, like hipsterish, if somebody does it with a Tercel, like they're trying to be hilarious. I don't see why you need driving gloves with a fucking nice car. Why are your hands so slick that you can't operate the wheel? Why do you need grip?
Because it's cum all over.
Because there's nothing but a slick load all over the wheel. And the shifter. Who knows? You may have to put it in gear. And you may have to grip it. Jerem, what do you think? Have you ever worn driving gloves? Do you think they're
gay?
I don't wear gloves
at all, so I don't.
Wait, like in winter. You said you love winter, and you don't wear gloves?
No, you know I don't wear. I never wear gloves. Come on.
Why not?
Because it's, you know. Because
you like to feel that slick steering wheel.
No, I don't
wear
gloves.
You fear shit
because...
worse than jizz. All right. What's next on the list?
I don't want to bore everybody. Because I'll just say it real quick. The reason I don't wear gloves is because, you know, if the gloves are going to get dirty, you're not going to, you know, wash the gloves every night. But you can wash your hands every night. See?
You could wash the gloves every night. Right. That's the thing. You're so lazy you don't want to. What's next?
I just have two more, and we'll be done with this.
Time
is
permits.
It gay?
Time permits.
Is it gay for guys to write poetry?
Who is he giving the poetry to?
His girlfriend.
Well, I mean, if you're giving it to a girl, if you're writing poetry with the hope that you're either going to turn it into a song, and that song is going to lead you to... girls that want to have sex with you or money, or you're writing it to just a girl to get her to have sex with you, then
loud never laugh no more. Never die.
Roses are red, violets are black. I can't wear gloves because the world's contaminated. The end. And that's what you, that was your first poem that you sent your one. Fucking Greg Brady, you threw me off. And I'm
you know. The reason you don't know that is because you didn't grow up on 70s television. That's why you don't know that was.
Hey, Jerm, are you aware of the something called the rerun?
Or the movie.
Exactly.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever seen that exact episode, and I still know where it came from and all that. I don't think it's gay. I mean, if you're writing it for another dude, maybe. People use it to express feelings. Now, you obviously have some kind of issue with it, Charm. You do, or you wouldn't have brought it up. What's your issue with poetry?
Well, listen. When it doesn't rhyme, I get lost. It's got to rhyme. I hated poetry as a kid when it didn't rhyme. I despise it.
Do you still? Why would you say as a kid when you know you couldn't read anything that didn't rhyme?
Because when poetry didn't rhyme, it was boring. When it rhymed, it was fun.
Because you read it and you sing it to yourself. That's why. And you figure out, oh, this rhymes. Beer and steer. I love it. But no, anything that might have a deeper meaning would be awful to you. What's the next one on your Is It Gay?
My final one.
That's ludicrous.
My final Is It Gay.
Who was also a poet. Thank you. Keep going.
Finally, is it gay for a guy to exfoliate?
To exfoliate?
Yes.
Do you know what exfoliate means?
Yes, I do. To take your dead skin off.
Yeah. So you think it's gay to take your dead skin off?
I do not.
Jeff, what do you think about that?
No, I don't think that's gay.
I don't think it's gay. I do think it's slightly gay to be concerned with how often you're doing it or be concerned with missing a day. Like, oh shit, I didn't exfoliate! Son of a bitch! It's gonna be twice as hard tomorrow! I don't know. I don't think it's
gay. How much dead skin do people have anyway?
Just fucking snows as they scrub their face with whatever can go.
But look in the mirror, it's like, Jesus Christ, I got a lot of dead skin. I gotta scrape this off with the quickness.
Yeah. What's that disease where your skin just fucking flakes? Is it like rosacea or something? I don't even know. Eczema or something? Is it eczema when your skin just scales up and falls off? What a fucking world. What a fucking world. And I have to believe it's people like you, Germ, that stress the Purell and all that. I have to believe it. Do you have anything else?
Well, I would think you'd exfoliate more than most, because that's sort of like a germ freak type of thing to do, wouldn't it be?
And by the way, Vanessa Cheatwood from Best in Show is saying that it's psoriasis. So just want to say, Germ, you gonna answer, or are you just gonna sit there and wonder when you're gonna exfoliate again?
I said it wasn't gay. I don't think it's gay. I think somebody in the room, I think it was Brain Dents, said that it's gay if a guy, you know, walks around or lies down with cucumbers on his eyes. That may be a little gay.
If you have to slice fruit to make yourself think like to look better, then it's awful.
Right.
Yeah. Anything else?
That's about it.
Nice. So we've learned a little bit.
Is it gay?
People love the
Is it gay?
Yeah. We're gonna just do callbacks all day. Oh man. Call me up later randomly on Skype. We'll try to do three part homo harmony with whatever song that we can come up with. It's gonna be fantastic. Well, Jeff, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
My pleasure. Anytime.
I have something that I found on the web here. And this might actually be something that we could have asked Jeff if I didn't just dismiss him. Is your dog neutered, Germ?
Yes.
It is.
We've discussed it.
He is. So he has an empty scrotum.
It's not even there. It's just flat.
Oh.
I could take my finger and bang it.
What? Did you say you finger bang your neutered dog?
No. I could take my finger like you know, like if you're flicking something, like if you flick a cigarette butt or something, I could take my finger and bang his balls with it and nothing will happen.
Well, Rob Giggs is going to be coming up with another production piece. You're going to bang his balls. He doesn't have them. From time to time, I like to see what I could come up with by searching Google. And I'm now convinced you can find anything on the internet. Now listen up, old people. Anything! Any question you have, search it on Google. Because I was able to type in fake dog balls, and I came to a site called Nuticles. Nuticles. Which basically sells a product that is an artificial set of testicles for your neutered dog. Put them in your dog's scrotum, and they say it will look and feel just like the real thing. So apparently,
let me get this straight.
Apparently, these there are a lot of people that want to finger bang their dogs, Jim, just like you.
These are just little plastic implants that you put where the testicles once were in order to make the dog still look like he has the testicles. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but in order to, you know, also they say to improve the dog's self-esteem. That's what I'm reading it right off the site. To improve the dog's self-esteem and demeanor and give him what you took away. They're just silicone nuts that you can put in your neutered dog. So you don't have to worry about him spraying his fucking dog cum all over and fucking your other female dog.
Well, you're not giving him... The plastic nuts are not giving him any type of physiological endowment, if you will.
Well, let's see. They have a featured pet owner. He says, "Dear Nuticles, I had my standard dachshund, Bruno, neutered six months ago using Nuticles." So I guess you get the dog neutered with this. It's not like you can take your flat-scrotumed dog, open him up, and throw these in. I guess you have to do it and throw him in there at the time. "I'm very glad that I did so. Bruno has the same look as before, and I am extremely pleased with the results. My veterinarian had never done the Nuticles procedure before. I'm grateful for your information and assistance in preparing him for the procedure. Some of my friends have commended me for being a caring owner who knew the importance of maintaining Bruno's natural look. Gladly advertised to everyone." So he, you know, his friends come over and say, you know, "It's a really good thing you did for Bruno, giving him fake nuts and all. It's a really good thing." Would you have done this? If you were aware of this product, would you have given your dog fake nuts?
If I were to do it all over again, I would have never even gotten my dogs neutered. Never.
Really?
I was sick over it when it happened.
and I would have never, if I could do it all over again, I would never do it again.
Well, now, why? You were really distraught over this.
I was depressed for about a month because, you know, it was just, you know, I just destroyed this dog's life pretty much. And, you know, if I did it all over again, I would have got a vasectomy for it rather than getting its nuts cut off.
Just cut its nuts. It's a fucking animal. Who cares? Why are people giving their pets plastic surgery?
This is what I don't
understand.
And
worrying about its operation.
This is what I don't understand.
What?
When a dog gets his balls cut off, he doesn't have any more sexual urges. Now, when a female dog gets spayed, which is pretty much a hysterectomy, does she still get urges? Does a female dog only get horny when she has her period?
I don't know, Germ. Have you ever seen... You have a fucking dog that's spayed.
Yes.
Does it ever get horny?
I've never seen it horny, no. But have you ever seen it?
Maybe you're not touching it right. Why don't you try to finger bang her too?
Have you ever seen a female dog, a horny female dog? I wouldn't even know to see one if I saw one.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't want to have this conversation with you.
Okay.
I really don't. Because, I mean, while you can find anything on the internet, there are a few other things that I'd like to get to. Aside from fake dog balls and the discussion about horny dogs. Horny ones. I don't want to do that. I want to talk about the Hear Us Talk forum, which is doing pretty well. You can get to it by going to Hear Us Talk, clicking on forum, or just go to radiobronzefans.com. Sign up. Log on. And there's a few really active threads there. Now, have you been on this forum at all, Jim?
I was on it once.
You were on it once?
Yes.
You're on it once. Okay. I can tell that when you get like this, that you're full of urine and you have to spew. So
I have to urinate badly, dude.
We're gonna go a little bit overtime on the show.
Well, not too much longer.
No, we have to go on overtime because now we have to take a quick break. You have to piss and then we're gonna do that. So we're gonna do a little bit of overtime tonight.
Okay.
All right, this is the DJ New Style Show on HearUsTalk.com. Thank you.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
Next up, it's Germ Freak Radio! That's gay, that's so fucking corny, I'm embarrassed I even said that. Alright, calm down. Okay, ladies and... What's that? Oh.
Alright, Frank, why don't we do the first one tonight? I don't know what you have for us, I don't know what you have prepared. Quite frankly, I don't give a shit. Let's just do it.
Alright, give me the okay signal.
There you go, my thumb is up. My thumb is up. Go.
Okay.
This heavy metal band formed in 1970 in Birmingham, England. This heavy metal band formed in 1970 in Birmingham, England, and has since sold 37... Jesus fucking Christ. This heavy metal band formed in... This heavy metal band formed in Birmingham, England... I can't say Birmingham. This heavy metal band formed in Birmingham, England in 1970 and has since sold over 35 million albums worldwide. In 1990, the band was involved in a civil action case because they were... Alright. This band formed in 1970 in Birmingham, England and... This band formed in 1970 in Birmingham, England, and has since sold over 35 million records worldwide. In 1980, a case was brought against them due to the apparent suicide of two individuals who it is said that they were subliminal messages in their songs. However, this is not making any fucking sense. I'm stammering and stuttering like a buffoon. This is my last shot. If it doesn't work, fuck it. I don't care. I have to eat.
Just fucking go.
This heavy metal band was formed in 1970 in Birmingham, England, and has since sold over 35 million albums worldwide. A civil action was brought against them due to an alleged subliminal message that was in one of their songs that led to the suicide of two individuals. However, the cases were since dismissed. Do It was a subliminal message
in Better By You, Better By Me. In 1998, the lead singer of this group revealed his homosexuality. In 2006, VH1 ranked this group... Fuck! This is my last one. Okay. Judas... Fuck! I said the name! Fuck. Okay. VH1 ranked this song the fifth on their 40 greatest metal songs. It's featured in PlayStation 2, Guitar Hero, Guitar Hero 2, Grand Theft Auto, Vice City. If you think I'll sit around while you chip away my brain, listen, I ain't fooling, and you'd better think again. Rock and roll is my religion, and Judas is my priest. With You've Got Another Thing Coming.
Lucky you, you're listening to the DJ New Style Show. Dick.
Oh. And lovely you are in addition to lucky. Thank you. It's very nice of you. Because this is the DJ New Style Show exclusive Tuesday night programming on DJNewStyle.com. Several other sites, not the least of which, HearUsTalk.com. That's right. Let's just fade that out. Get right down to it here. I was mentioning before you had to spew, Germ.
I didn't spew. I urinated.
Well, you know, spew forth urine is what I meant. The Hear Us Talk forums. And they're starting to pick up in a pretty big way, I have to say. And I'm proud of it. And I'm proud that the listeners of Best in Show Radio are tuning in. Everybody's starting to really pick up and be a part of it. And I think it's because of some of the threads. Now, you said you've been on one time to the forum. Did you see a certain post by a man named Veal Chop?
Yes.
That requested people to post their top five broads. Did you see this thread?
I saw the broads, and I posted my top five.
Well, let's get to it and just see exactly what some of the people are saying on
well,
here.
Why don't you just name some of the ones that other people picked?
Well, that's exactly what I said I was going to do. Thank you
I
for
apologize.
Thank you for being my fucking backup speaker.
All right, read the fucking thing.
Veal Chop, the guy who started the thread, started it off with going in reverse order, 5-1. Morgan Webb, Lauren Phoenix, she's a porn star, you know, they're all very attractive so far. Carrie Byron from MythBusters. Kat Von D from some tattoo reality show. Have you ever heard of her?
I've never heard of any of these, the ones you just
she's
you've read so far.
She's completely covered in fucking tattoos. I think she could be attractive without it, but hey, this is all about personal preference. And someone named Shannon Sosamon. Sosamol? I don't fucking know how to say it. But I agree, his number one is fairly hot. Our own Ed has picked a few people. Megan Fox, Kate Beckinsale, Eva Green, Kristen Bell. She's made it, by the way, Kristen Bell and Megan Fox made a few of the lists. Scarlett Johansson. So far, there's a lot of people that are famous, you know, now. It's all pretty current. Pretty current. My pick for the top five actually had time requirements. The number five would be post-2004 Avril Lavigne, number five. Have you heard of Avril Lavigne?
I have.
Okay, if you haven't heard of somebody, I want you to say I haven't heard of this person. Number four, 14th Minute of Fame, Audrina Patridge.
Never heard of her.
Never heard of her. She's hot, she looks stupid, and I kind of like that. But she's number four. There's some people ahead of her, I would say. Number three, 1998 Jennifer Love Hewitt. I'm not talking about the huge, sloppy, whale-assed one on the Ghost Whisperer. That's really pissed off about people judging her body. I'm talking about the really hot one from Can't Hardly Wait. Are you familiar with her?
I have heard of her, yes.
Yes. Number two, present day Megan Fox.
Never heard of her.
Again, I said Megan Fox was in a few of the lists. Mine was not to be excluded from that. She was in Transformers. She was really hot. So she made the list. The number one on my list of the top five broads on the Hear Us Talk forum would be post-pregnancy Christina Aguilera. Now, you've heard of her, correct?
Yes.
Yes. I say post-pregnancy because I feel like she doesn't look like a fucking sickly twig. She's got a nice set of breasts, and she just looks hotter, I think, after having the kid. I don't know. Bunch of other people picking, you know, the Avril Lavigne, Kristen Bell, Megan Fox. Barb posted her top five. It's just five pictures of Kim Kardashian. And that's, you know, that's her entire 1-5. Now, did you say that you posted?
Yes, I did.
Is this your first forum post?
Yes.
Ever? You've never posted on a forum before this?
Right.
Okay, so I'd expect yours to be, you know, maybe looking at other people's, taking some of the guesses from there and gearing it up. Why don't you go down? And
why don't you read them out loud? I'm at the site right now. Perhaps you can read them for me.
No. I want you to tell us exactly why you picked them, who they are, why you picked them, and what they were famous for. Because I have to say, I'm not really surprised at your selection.
Excuse me?
I'm not surprised.
What's wrong with my selection?
Well, why don't we hear him? Number okay. five. Who'd you pick for number five?
Number five, I picked somebody who was very famous, was seen in a lot of music videos a couple decades ago. Her name is something called Tawny Catan.
Tawny Catan. 20 years ago, you picked a hot girl from 20 years ago on your top five broads.
Yes, I did. Well, listen, there's no time limit on these things. I'm picking the people that I'm most familiar with. I'm not familiar with the people you picked. I picked people I'm familiar with.
Okay, number five, Eve. Not the rapper. No, no. The second human created. You should at least fucking stick with some kind of a fucking reasonable time frame. I mean, like,
listen,
right now, Tony...
You're picking people you're familiar with. I pick people who I'm familiar with.
You really aren't familiar with any of these people? Like, any of the more modern people?
No, this is all I know, and this is what I posted. If you're going to criticize, I'll take the whole fucking thing down.
All right. Well, number four is
number
who?
Four is a very famous actress who can be seen in many famous films by the name of Kelly LeBrock. Very famous actress.
So she was on Celebrity Fit Club. We would remember her from that. That's the
I
era that you like her?
From that.
No?
I don't recall her from that. I just recall her from a movie called Weird Science.
Weird Science.
She didn't even have a license, Lisa. Party's over, said the girl. Party's over, said the girl.
So your number four on the top five broads is Kelly LeBrock. Now, is there a certain point that you stopped being into any of these? If there are, please let us know.
No.
No. Are you still into Kelly LeBrock?
Well, listen, I'm into Kelly LeBrock prior to the beatings by her ex-husband.
Interesting.
As you know, she was a battered woman.
She was.
Yes.
Which I think, I have to say, I really don't care. Number three.
Number three is a very famous model. You'll all know her by the name of Christy Brinkley.
I think we would. I believe, isn't she, she was married to Billy Joel. Now, that's your favorite.
Billy Joel did poke her a couple times. Does
that bother you?
Does what bother me?
The fact that he poked her a couple times. I mean, he was married to her a couple times.
I don't care.
You don't care?
No.
He wrote songs about her. She was in his fucking videos.
Yes.
Do you know which video?
Uptown Girls.
Really? She's been living in her white bread world. I don't know. But she's never. Do you think she's ever had a Backstreet guy?
Her mother never told her why.
I'm going to try for an Uptown Girl. Number two.
Number two is a very famous... Are you at a train station somewhere?
No, okay. I'm no longer at a train station.
It's a very famous actress by the name of Ginger Lynn Allen.
Now, what movies would we know her from? Maybe Better Off Dead?
Nothing mainstream.
Oh.
I'll just put it that way.
So you picked somebody who wasn't in mainstream movies, like what, indie films?
Not quite.
Have you ever seen her films?
Yes.
Have you ever, now what type of films are these?
Some people call them adult features.
Porno.
More or less.
They're pornography. So you've seen them. Is this a girl that you jacked it to fairly frequently?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about masturbation. You don't want to talk about that? Fine.
I don't know. That's disgusting.
That's disgusting. Yet you've posted a fully nude picture of her on the Heroes Talk forums, thus making the thread not safe for work. Not safe for work.
I didn't know what NSFW meant.
You didn't know. You know every other acronym.
I apologize.
Your number one selection, Germ.
My number one is a famous actress who could be seen on a hit television show, Bosom Buddies, starring Tom Hanks and Peter Scalera, and the late Pammy Jo Sperber, and that is the wife of Dan Aykroyd, Donna Dixon.
Bosom
very popular
buddies?
Actress.
Really?
Very popular.
Wow, look at that. I don't care what you do with your life. Leave me alone.
Okay.
So that's your top five.
That's it.
That's all, huh?
That's all of them.
I think everybody should go in and post their top five broads on the Heroes Talk forums. I really think so. Are you going to ever post again? Do you
if
ever?
Something interests me.
If something interests you, I mean, well, what about this? there's a new thread called Horrid DVD Titles That You're Embarrassed to Own. And I think it's an incredible thread because I know a lot of people that do nothing but purchase every single DVD that comes out. One of them is listening right now. His name is Jimmy Spickle. And I'd actually, if he would call in, that would be fantastic. But I don't know if he will. My other buddy, Jimmy Rhodes, who, you know, would see these chat rooms and have something to say about it. I'm not even quite sure what, but he would say something. I don't even fucking know where it is. I'm not even going to bother. He would buy every single DVD as it came out and just own it. Now, there has to be some kind of a movie that everybody owns that they're embarrassed of. Do you own a lot of DVDs?
I don't own any.
What would make a film? You don't own any?
No.
You never do. See, I always stuck to it. Like, dude, you know, if it's a good movie, I'm going to buy it. They'll have it forever. You
how know? Many times can I watch the same fucking movie?
How many times can you watch Goodfellas?
A lot.
A lot.
To be honest with you, I cannot watch it anymore because I'm actually bored with it now. I've watched it so many times, I'm bored with it.
You're completely bored with it.
I'm bored with the movie. I've watched it so many times, I'm bored with it.
Really? We have a caller here. Oh, my God. I'm surprised.
Phone is ringing.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, see, I should have clicked it before I pretended to be surprised. And anyway, you're on the DJ New Style show with a non-DVD owning germ freak who is picking his toes right now and staring at the ground with his huge headphones. Who's this? Oh, for fuck's sake, the phones are not working. I don't know why, but I'm guessing it would be Jimmy Spickle. I have an embarrassing movie that I own. It's called John Tucker Must Die. Now, have you ever heard of this film, Jerm?
I've not heard of the film, nor have I ever heard of John Tucker.
Well, it stars the strapping young lad from Desperate Housewives, the fucking gardener or whatever. I don't even know his name. I own this movie, not because I purchased it, but simply because my girlfriend found it in a muddy puddle in a parking lot, picked it up, and decided I'm just going to put it on my shelf. She puts it on my DVD shelf. Yeah, it's a free movie, but I don't want to own it. It's also disgusting. It's been in a fucking mud pit. It's been in a fucking muddy puddle. And I have to admit, I found it and I watched it. But the thing is, I don't want to own it anymore. I'd like to actually give it to you. The next time I come over to your house to repair, I'm going to leave it in your house somewhere.
I don't want anything to do with it.
When I'm down fixing your computers, it will be somewhere in that room. And I will not tell you where. And This is a movie that was in the parking lot on the ground. Somebody threw it out. It used to be a Blockbuster rental. It has a Blockbuster sticker on it. Somebody threw it out of their car into a fucking muddy ditch. My girlfriend picks it up. It's watchable. And she never cleaned it. So now it's got caked on mud and disgusting stains and all that. And I'm going to leave it in your house. And I'm not going to tell you where it is. So someone maybe bled on it. Shit on it, jizzed on it. I don't really know. I don't know. And how would you feel about that?
I'd feel very uneasy about it, but it really wouldn't bother me that much.
Oh, you know what?
Good.
It's happening. It's definitely happening. It definitely is. Well, I want to thank you for tuning into the DJ New Style show. I apologize for the technical difficulties with the phones. I don't know why Jerm is covering his face, but I'm sure... If he had it uncovered on his camera, which you can see at cn.heroestalk.com, the video feed during live shows, but you've already heard it. So, thank you for tuning in. Go to heroestalk.com, post on the forums, djnewstyle.com, purchase shirts, subscribe to the podcast, whatever. Jerm, do you have anything you'd like to say tonight?
Good night.
Would you repeat that?
Good night.
Would you say it more sexy?
Good night.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.